You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Welcome back to the Best Practices Show. My name is Kirk Barrett, where we take a look at the best business practices from the best dental practices all over. And I got a special episode for you today because I have two of my amazing coaches on, Courtney and Angela, and we're going to be talking about one of the biggest problems that you have in your office, or if you don't have it now, it's on its way. It's one of those things where everybody says, oh, listen, I want a great team. I want a great team. Now, we all know that. Everybody talks about it. Everywhere I go, people say, I'm trying to find great team members. I want a great team. And let me just say this. If you're a dentist listening right now, that's like the key to your whole secret. Like the whole future is like, how do I find, attract, find, keep, retain, grow the right people that share my same core values in a way that they want to work for me for a long time? And you know this. Whenever you get most of the formula right and you start to create that nucleus, you as a dentist look around and go, hey, this is kind of cool. We're having a good month here. And you often don't even know why. It's because you've got the right people around you and they're doing a lot of things because they're just all in. And you've also experienced the other side of it. So where you have team members that aren't all in. And so we're going to be talking about check-ins and other things, but I always want people to know who they're listening to. So Courtney, Angela, can you guys just share a little bit about yourself? And I'll just say this. I'm not the smartest person. I'm actually like not even smart at all. I just surround myself with smart people. So who wants to go first? You guys just say hi and introduce yourselves. She's pointing at Angela.
Hi, I'm Angela Hethman. I'm one of the ACT coaches and have been working with Kirk for about 6 years.
So you've seen all the crazy stuff here.
I have.
You have. All right.
I'm Courtney Dalton. I am also an ACT practice coach. I'm newer to the team and super excited to see all the crazy stuff that unveils every day.
Yeah. Now I'll start with this one. I don't need a coach. I know how to run a business and I'm a dentist. Like just speak to that one first because you guys speak to the dentists and you speak to the teams. And oftentimes a dentist has no idea what the team is thinking. And especially on the other side, the team has no idea what the dentist is thinking. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, often there's lack of communication or miscommunication. So a coach can really help get the office focused and kind of help bridge that gap.
Yeah, Courtney, you have any thoughts on that? Because, you know, the dynamics of people, dentists don't sign up for this. They don't realize the people component and how important it is and how heavy it is when you own your own practice, correct?
Yeah, definitely. So I think coaching really helps to find that common ground where you're pulling information from the dentist, you're relaying it to the team, they're coming up with their own ideas and they're getting the wheels in motion together, which is so important to being really happy and creating that better practice, better life that we want for our teams.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to talk about, you know, the real problem that's at hand. Communication is hard, period. in between, you know, human beings. I don't care if you're married or not married, or if you're just dating somebody, or if you just have other people in your lives, you know, like communication isn't always received the way it was sent. And so I've been married for 22 years to an amazing woman. And I know that like communication is just something you've always got to be working on and learning from yourself. And I can never guess what Sarah's thinking. I think I can sometimes, but sometimes, and she, there's no way she can guess what I'm thinking. And so it's important to have some type of a system or a protocol or a decoding mechanism in which we can always improve the health of this. Now, I'll say this before we get started. We're going to be talking about healthy communication patterns, because if you're listening to this or watching this, you know, you do want a healthy team, but the circumstances of not having a healthy team are bad. They're really bad. And they can come in all forms and fashions. Number one, you have a great team member and they just don't feel a part of this, and they start to become disengaged and then actively disengaged, where they're just burning time, and that's a tragedy in itself. And then you've got other people that just don't know what you're trying to say, and you become frustrated with them because your expectations are somewhere and the reality falls elsewhere. And that's why we have to over communicate and come up with a system. Now, I like the idea of a system. And one of the things that we've learned is the team member check-in. It has changed our lives. It's changed our lives personally, but it's also changed the lives of the people we coach. And so, Angela, Courtney, do either one of you want to explain what a team member check-in is and then what happens during one?
Yeah, that's it's a time for kind of self-reflection. So the team member will come prepared. They'll fill out some highs and lows, personally, professionally, where they feel they have strengths within the practice, and then where they feel like they can identify some opportunities of growth or of improvement. They'll bring that. It's a typically quick, maybe 10, 15 minutes or so. They give all that information to their doctor or their doctors. And then there's a, you know, it sparks this really great conversation about here's the value I see in you. Here's where I think and agree that you're doing really well. And I agree, here's where we can maybe give you some tips or, you know, help you improve. And the doctor can give some really constructive feedback as well to help to continue to encourage growth in that team member. And then the cycle continues. When you leave it, you schedule your next one so that there's never a question of from that team member, where do I stand? Am I doing well? Am I not doing well? Really helps to keep those lines of communication open between the team member and the doctor.
Absolutely. Angela, anything you'd add to this? Because this has been pretty fun for us to watch this happen, not only for ourselves, but for our clients.
Yeah, oftentimes when we start coaching a client, they have never done a employee review or even sat down and done a one-on-one with any of their team members in the past. So back in the day, we used to actually teach to do actual reviews where you would sit down only once a year. And what we've learned over the past few years is that employees really want more constant, less pressure type of feedback. So that's kind of how and why we adopted the check-in. Like Courtney was talking about, more frequent, short, quick, casual. Your team members really want to have that time with you. So
yeah, the important thing is it's a regular system. So you might be thinking, if you're a dentist, gosh, I've got 10, 11, 12 people. How the heck would I do this? Well, you have to think in terms of a system. It's a regular cadence. Now, the other part of the system is it's exactly what Courtney said. We're going to have a check-in where we're going to talk about you and I, and it's not always business side of things. Now here's what's really cool. Our coach made us do this, you know, so, and his name was Martin, and a lot of us were like, but he's like, no, you got to do a regular check-in with team members, because if you care about them, what you do says you care or don't care. So you want to make sure that your system supports what you just said, which is I care about my team members. My hope is that you care about your team members and you check in with them. And so we started with the basics, which were personal high, personal low, business high, business low. And we often do that in a team meeting, but it's also great to do in a check-in. And if you're a leader, I like the idea of a leader or a coach, not necessarily a manager, because that's more of what you're going to do. Probably a coach is a better word, just because you want to coach people up. And so if you're a dentist and you meet with your chairside assistant, whether it be once a month or once every month, it doesn't matter. It's got to be a regular cadence.
here's my coaching to you is just to say, no, they run it. You don't run it. They run it, which means you just show up to the meeting. They stick to the agenda, which is here's my personal high, here's my personal low. They'll tell you what's going on. They'll tell you things that you often can't ask. And that's not the point of it. It's not. The point of it is to let them know by your behavior, I care. We also have a doctor that adds one more question to that. It's called the mental health check-in, because they know this is a real issue. It's a very important issue. And I just want to make sure you're okay. You know, is there anything I can help with? Now, you don't want to promise that you can do everything, but I like the idea of personal high, personal low, business high, business low, because we use this formula all the time. It's expectations minus reality equals conflict. Write that down if you're listening. Expectations minus reality equals conflict. But the challenge is a lot of team members don't know what to expect, or they don't know what the reality is, or you don't know what's going on. By over-communicating, you can reduce the chances for having conflict. And remember, unresolved conflict will always become a crisis. So it's really important. And we've heard from team members, they love this. You know, any thoughts that you guys have on the team members' perspective, Courtney or Angela?
Yeah, they're usually craving that communication, and they're always usually a little bit nervous, you know, because a lot of them haven't had that one-on-one time before. So before the first one, they might be a little bit nervous. I'm kind of scared going into this. And then they find out like, oh, this is no pressure. This is just a conversation. So, yeah. And I remember being an employee at a dental office and never having a review the entire time that I worked there. So I can kind of speak to that too, that we want to talk to you. Yeah. I would always ask, you know, am I going to have like a review at some point? And I was always told if I don't, that's a good sign, but that's not a good sign.
Right.
You want to have these conversations. So your employees like aren't wondering.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then Courtney, any other thoughts you have on perspective from the team members on that side?
Yeah, Ange, I love what you said about that the team members are actually craving this communication. That's 110% true. They, you know, when as a clinician, when you go that long, you know, if it's only a year, sometimes more likely more than a year between your reviews, you have no idea where you stand, if you're doing well, if you could be doing, you know, something differently, or, you know, changing your perspective on something. By having that frequent cadence check-in, you know that the doctor and you have this really great open dialogue, and that craving is satisfied because you just know. And it's not always about getting a pat on the back, and it's definitely not always financially related. It's really just about, I want to be seen. I want you to look at me, talk to me, and just really satisfy that craving of communication.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you guys are saying. And two, you know, on top of what both Angela and Courtney have shared is, you know, hiring is harder than ever. Everywhere I go, every place I speak, people are challenged with finding the right people. But you also know this, the playing field is level across the country. The Coca-Cola plant in Milwaukee has a huge sign in front of it saying, now hiring all positions. Never seen a sign like that. I actually want to pull in one of these days and say, I want to be CEO. So I can't even imagine what they're dealing with. And if you have friends that own a restaurant, it's the same thing. So nobody's got it easy. Nobody does. But what you have to do is not wish it was easier. You have to get better. Because if you know that you can create a system where, hey, look, I'm going to find the right people. And then when I get them in here, I'm going to let them know that I care about them. And I'm going to have some type of a system or cadence to check in with them to let them know how they're doing. I think at the end of the day, employees have to be given a clear line of sight of how to succeed in your practice. They can't be left to guess. And especially, I'll speak specifically to males, myself included, and maybe this is just me. Males are not great communicators. Most of them, me especially, I'll go, and then you guys will go, I don't know what the heck he just said. And then I get upset because it didn't happen the way I was going. And they're like, we didn't even understand what you said in the first place. By having a regular check-in, they can ask questions. You can ask questions. We get a sense of whether or not we're on the same page. Now, also too, what we're suggesting with the regular check-in cadence changes the complete dynamic and the why of what you used to do in the first place. Some of you used to do what are called reviews, where you'd sit down. Now, Angela, you never got one at your previous place of employment, but a lot of dentists did reviews, whether they be quarterly or yearly. And let's just call them what they were. They were appointments to talk about my raise. They weren't really about how I'm doing or the role. It was just, hey, am I going to get a raise? And you, if you're like me, you're a wuss. And so you've been clinically diagnosed one. So you give what are called hush raises, which are extra dollars to reduce the conflict that you and I might have. And so I'm going to give you a few extra dollars per hour. We're not really going to talk about the real problems here so that you don't get mad. And I feel like I'm helping you a little bit. And it goes on and on and on. As you can see, there's a flaw in that system. When you're doing a regular check-in, which is a scheduled event, whether it be once a month. Now, I like how we have some friends. One of our, you know, favorite clients, his name is Todd, and Todd does it in order. So he'll just, with 11 team members, it doesn't necessarily have to be done every month or every other month. He'll just go in order from top to bottom, you know, and then once he gets to the end, he'll go to the beginning again, but it's a sit down where we're going to check in, talk about all these things that matter. I'm going to make sure that you're okay. And then you feel good about it. And it also opens the door for opportunity for feedback. People say this all the time in dentistry. Oh, patients come first. Patients come first. No, they don't. In a great practice, patients come second. But that's easy to say, hard to do. By doing a discipline like this, you can show your team, not tell them, show them. You know how this works with kids. You can say whatever you want. It's what they see that matters. It's like, no, you're my first concern. I just want to make sure you're okay. You know, talk about personal, high, personal. You don't have to tell me anything if you don't want to. There's no requirement. I just want to leave a space that if you want to share something, I want to know, you know, how you're doing. And we have a team member right now who has, you know, mom who's challenged with health. And I said to her, I said, you got to give your energy to things that matter. Like, it's okay. We don't live in an emergency-based business. If you got to take care of her, go. But there's a space to be able to talk about those things. And in the long term, you want to make enough emotional deposits with the people that you love, which are your team members, so that they love you back in some cases. So I don't know, anything that I left out in that cadence, like I think one of the things that's going to come up, Courtney and Angela, is just like the how. Okay, wait. I'm so busy. Let's listen to this statement. I want to be the dentist. Courtney, Angela, you guys don't understand. My practice is crazy. I'm way too busy. You know, I'm way too busy to do this. What would you say to that?
I would say everybody thinks they're too busy, but they just have to schedule them. Yeah. The offices that we see the most success, they literally just put it in this schedule. Like every, let's say, you know, Thursday at lunchtime or something like that. They're spending half of that time meeting with a new team member each week. And kind of like what you were talking about with Todd, just going in a rotation. That's what I found works the best, if they just block off that time and do it. And I always also get asked about how frequently should I do it? You know, cause we, you know, sometimes people want a little bit more attention. Sometimes people want to go a little bit longer. And I kind of relate it to sports and fitness. You know, some people want to work out with a personal trainer and they want that, you know, constant sort of immediate feedback and accountability, and others are fine doing Beachbody on demand in their basement. But find what works best for you and the team member that you're coaching, because that's what you really are doing, is coaching. So you need to set it up accordingly.
Yeah. And Courtney, you see a lot of practices implement this. You know, their first thought is, how do I do this? And then once they get going, they're like, hey, this is pretty cool. Right?
Yeah. As soon as you carve out that time in your schedule and it becomes routine, then it's not such a huge, it's not as big of a shift as they think it will be. I have a team that the doctors and I have an early morning call every other week. So I said, and this is a practice, they have 16 or 17 team members. And they were kind of like, where are we going to put all of these people for check-ins? I said, well, here's a suggestion. We already do our call at this time every day. Instead of doing our call, you're already coming in, you do your check-in, and you can be a little bit later because they don't need that check-in, doesn't need as much time as I do. But there you go. You're already in this routine. Now just give it to your team member instead. done. And it's not a big deal. You know, once you kind of point out these little areas of opportunity, it's not a big of a problem as they thought.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I absolutely love that. So, you know, sometimes it just takes a little creativity. Sometimes you just got to listen to a good coach. But again, I'll point, you know, I'll speak to the technician part of your brain. If you're listening to this is, you know, in our company, we do a type form. So it's a type form of all the things that we're going to discuss. And in advance, the team members will fill out the type form. It gets generated and it goes to our leadership retraction team. So I get to see everything and team members can put whatever they want. And so whoever the coach is that's conducting, you know, the check-in, we can easily see what, you know, what we might want to ask questions about. We actually ask them to give us some perspective on how they're doing with their core values. And it's always interesting when we get those scores back because they'll say, I'm not doing very well on this one. And I'm like, you're crazy. You're doing great in that one. Why would, and it just offers an opportunity to ask great questions. We have another practice too. And we have these forms. If you want them, you can just email us, Kirk at Act Dental. You can, I'll send you the forms that we actually use in a dental practice and you can print out a stack of them. Team members don't even need that much prep. They could just grab one and fill it out the day before, or even at the meeting. It doesn't matter. It's an agenda for the meeting, so the meeting doesn't go rogue and get into all these strange places. And again, let me say this, the team member runs the agenda and runs the meeting. The thing about meetings that everybody hates in dentistry is they don't stick to an agenda. They're not predictable. So they go in all different places. They're anecdotal. They're emotional. And that's a challenge. Think about this. I have a friend of mine. He said this, no agenda, no attenda. I like that. Isn't that cool? He's like, no, I figure if, you know, if I'm going to meet with anybody and if they don't have an agenda, they just didn't proactively create value for our time. And I already know what's going to happen. It's going to go in all different directions. And the cool thing about this is that as a leader, you can say, listen, I got an agenda for this. This is important to me. And I want you guys, and I mean you guys or you team members to regularly schedule with me. And I will make that important. And all you have to do, again, is just show up, listen, and ask good questions. And I can tell you, your life will get better exponentially. You'll also learn a ton about your business that you didn't know. So it's always fascinating. Well, any last thoughts on this? I mean, on communication with team members, you know, and Angela's like, no, I volunteered you guys for this because I like to talk a lot, but I also like the idea of you guys who work in the trenches all day long with practices and helping them do this, offer some perspective for how important the team member check-in is, you know. And I'll add one more thing. When if you're a dentist and you go, I don't have time to meet with my team, that's like saying, I have children and I don't have time to have dinner with them. That's crazy. The most dangerous lies aren't the ones you tell other people, but the ones you tell yourself. So you know this, a great team that's healthy, that's connected to you, that you have their back and they have your back, it creates rewards you can't talk about. Like you can't even explain them. It also makes you love going to work, which is an important component to this. So good stuff. All right. Any last thoughts or no? You think we kind of covered all this? I think we kind of wrapped it up.
We covered it.
So if you have questions about the check-in, feel free to email us. You can email me, kirk@actdental.com. I'll send you the check-in form myself. We'll put some information in the notes. And hey, if you're struggling with your practice, I'm just going to say this. Don't struggle. Dentistry is way too cool and way too fun when you have some guidance, a plan, systems, check-ins, whatever it is. You know, you can focus on the dentistry, focus on being a fun person, leading your team. You don't have to figure it all out because there's other people that have figured it out. Get a coach. It doesn't have to be us. I'm pretty biased. I think we're a pretty cool coaching team, but you know, don't try to figure it out yourself. You're going to burn hours and hours and days and months of your life. So check it out at actdental.com. You can come join us for any of our events that are coming up, or if you just want to talk to somebody, you can talk to Gina and Dina on our team who are awesome. And they're kind of like therapists for dentists, you know, just to find out what's going on in your practice and see what possibilities exist for you. So thank you guys for listening. Courtney, Angela, thank you guys for being on.
And I'm sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kirk.
And thank you guys for listening. Until we see you next time, or until you hear us next time, keep watching The Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. There you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Best Practices Show. I hope you sure did enjoy it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are always here for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you really enjoy it, you can leave a comment or a 4 or 5 star review. But until we see you next time, keep watching The Best Practices Show.